Take your Bible and turn to Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, beginning at verse 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." I want to speak to you this morning on there is only one. There is only one. Some things there's only one of. You have one mother. You have one father. You have one nose, one mouth, one heart, one brain. There's only one sun, one moon, one Eiffel Tower, one Washington Monument, one Jefferson Memorial. In Bend, Oregon, there's one remaining Blockbuster store. Five times in the New Testament, Christians are told to be of one mind. There are 12 ones in the Bible that I want to preach about this morning, and you should be of one mind about these 12 things. So first of all, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians 8, beginning at verse 4. "As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." There's only one God.
Amen.
There's only one God. The ancient Egyptians and Romans, they worship many gods. Billions of people today worship many gods. Hindus can have hundreds of gods that they worship. I'm here to tell you this morning that the God of Christianity is the one and only true God.
Amen.
Isaiah 44, 6, the Lord said, "I am the first, I am the last, beside me there's no God." Isaiah 44, 8, the Lord said, "Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any." Isaiah 45, 18, "I am the Lord, there is none else." What's the Lord's opinion of false gods? In the book of Psalms, he says, "The gods of the nations are idols." Judaism and Islam are monotheistic religions. They worship one God, but they have the wrong God. Jesus Christ is the true God. 1 John 5:20. Now, in verses 4 and 6 of our text, Paul alludes to what's called the Shema of the Jews, the passage from Deuteronomy 6 that Jesus said was the first of all the commandments. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Paul contrasts the one God and the one Lord with the many gods and many lords of pagans. But in doing so, he also identifies Jesus Christ as closely as possible with God the Father. God was manifest in the flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ upholds all things by the word of his power, Hebrews 1:3. By him all things consist, Colossians 1:17. Pastor Hall, there's only one God. It's only one God. But that's not all. Turn to 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Timothy 2:5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." There's only one mediator. That means there's not two. The Roman Catholic Church teaches that Mary is also a mediator. Here's what the Catholic Catechism says. "The motherhood of Mary in the order of grace continues uninterruptedly from the consent which she loyally gave at the Annunciation and which she sustained without wavering beneath the cross. Taken up to heaven, she did not lay aside this saving office, but by her manifold intercession continues to bring us the gifts of eternal salvation. Therefore, the Blessed Virgin is invoked in the Church under the titles of Advocate, Helper, and Mediatrix." The Catholic Church believes Mary is queen over all things. The Catholic Church believes that Mary is the Holy Mother of God, the new Eve, the mother of the Church, that she continues in heaven to exercise her maternal role on behalf of the members of Christ. When I was a kid and I went to Catholic Church every Sunday, I was taught to say the Hail Mary prayer and pray directly to Mary. This is blasphemy and idolatry. Jesus Christ is the only mediator. 1 Timothy 2:5. What does it say in Hebrews 1:3? It says that Jesus Christ by himself purged our sins. He didn't need Mary to help him at all. Brother Hall, there's only one mediator. But that's not all. Turn to Romans 5. Turn to Romans 5. Romans 5, look at verse 12. Romans 5:12. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." There's only one man. Bible says Adam was the first man, 1 Corinthians 15:45. Now, what does science say? Well, millions of years ago, there were these apes, and then there was Australopithecus, and then they evolved into Homo habilis, and then Homo erectus, and then Neanderthal, and then Homo sapiens evolved between 400,000 and 250,000 years ago. Science is wrong. All men are either in Adam or in Christ. Have you ever seen the references to Adam in the New Testament? It's not enough just to get rid of Genesis. What about the New Testament? In Luke 3, the genealogy of Christ goes back to Adam, not to an ape.
That's right.
Jesus referenced God creating mankind male and female.
Right.
Two genders, right?
Yeah.
Adam is mentioned by Paul 7 times. Jude calls Enoch the 7th from Adam. Now, if there's no Adam, there's no fall. If there's no fall, there's no sin. If there's no sin, no one's born dead in trespasses and sin. And if no one is born dead in trespasses and sin, no one needs to be saved. And if no one needs to be saved, then Christ died on the cross in vain. And what are we doing here this morning? Pastor Hall, there's only one man. But that's not all. Turn to John 14:6. John 14:6. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There's only one Savior. There's only one Savior.
That's right. Amen.
Salvation's only through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Only Jesus is the Son of God. Only Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. Only Jesus is a perfect man. Only Jesus died for your sins. Only Jesus became sin for us. Only Jesus gave himself for our sins. Only Jesus gave his life a ransom for many. Only Jesus gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. Only Jesus laid down his life for us. Only Jesus bare our sins in his body. And only Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The world needs Jesus. 1 John 4:14. We have seen and do testify that the Father hath sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. There's only one Savior. Christ is the Savior of all men. Christ is the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. Christ is the propitiation for the sins of the world. Muhammad and Buddha never saved anyone. They couldn't even save themselves. And yet billions of people in the world today follow those two individuals. But what about people who are sincere in their religious beliefs? I am the way, the truth, and the life. But what about people who've never heard of Jesus? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Pastor Hall, there's one Savior. But that's not all. Turn to Hebrews 10. Turn to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, look at verse 12. Hebrews 10:12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. There's only one sacrifice. Christ died unto sin once. Christ entered in once into the holy place. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Christ once hath appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Christ also hath once suffered for sins. Salvation is forever. It is an insult to God to say that Christ's sacrifice wasn't enough to keep you saved. Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hebrews 10:10, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Yes. Now look down at verse 11. We have priests today that offer the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Amen. Christ cried on the cross, "It is finished." To add anything to Christ's work is to preach another gospel. Yes, sir. Now, according to the Roman Catholic Catechism, the Catholic Mass is a sacrament for our redemption. It transforms the bread and wine into the same body and blood as Christ gave up and poured out. It is the same sacrifice as Calvary. Don't believe me? Get a copy of the Catholic Catechism and look it up. It's online. You don't even have to buy a copy. My Bible says there's one sacrifice. Yeah. Amen. Pastor Hall, there's just one sacrifice. All right, that's not all. Oh, that's not all. Galatians 1. Turn to Galatians 1. Galatians 1, let's begin at verse 6. Galatians 1, verse 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. There's only one gospel. The gospel is the good news about the atonement for sin that Jesus Christ made on the cross, and how we can believe on him and receive everlasting life. Mankind needs good news. Yeah. Men are lost and dead in sin. Yeah. Because God is holy, man is an enemy of God. He's at enmity with God, and he's alienated from God. The wages of sin is death. All men need to be saved. Right. Salvation and eternal life come only by receiving Jesus Christ through faith, without works. There's only one way to be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Salvation is only by believing on Christ alone and receiving it as a free gift. Paul said that to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. John said, quoting Jesus, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And then Luke records in the book of Acts, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. To add anything more to simply believing, whether it be baptism, good works, whatever, is to preach another gospel. Pastor Hall, there's only one gospel. But that's not all. Turn to Acts 4:12. Acts 4:12. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's only one religion. The Christian religion is the only true religion. All other religions are a lie.
Amen.
All other religions worship false gods. Most people in the world belong to a false religion.
Yes.
Here's some figures I looked up. Buddhism, 500 million people. Islam, 1.8 billion people. Confucianism, 6 million. Hinduism, 1.2 billion. Shintoism, 100 million people. And then you have paganism, animism, spiritism, folk and local religions. And then, of course, you have irreligion, atheism, agnosticism, humanism, materialism, skepticism. The adherents of these religions don't believe the Bible is the Word of God. They don't believe Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. They don't believe Christ died for their sins. They don't believe they are lost without Christ. They don't believe they'll spend eternity in hell without Christ. Now, unfortunately, many so-called Christians in the United States don't believe these things either. Pastor Hall, there's one true religion. All right, that's not all. Turn to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's one baptism. Most churches baptize by pouring or sprinkling water over a person's head. That's not baptism. It's just getting someone wet. Most churches baptize infants. That's not baptism. It's just a way to make a baby cry. Most churches baptize unbelievers. That's not baptism. That's just a waste of water. Most churches connect baptism with salvation. That's not baptism. That's just a meaningless ritual. Most churches say that circumcision in the Old Testament has been replaced by baptism in the New Testament. That's not baptism. That's a gross perversion of Scripture. Not only are these things not baptism, they are doctrines of devils. So what are their results? They result in destroying the scriptural pictures of baptism. They result in non-believers becoming church members. They result in adults trusting in their baptism instead of in Christ. They result in people trusting in something they neither consented to, remember, or had any consciousness of. And that's what they're trusting to save them. They result in hell being full of people that were baptized as infants. It is strange that the people called Baptists put less of an emphasis on baptism than most other Christians. And you know, it's actually unnecessary for Baptists to say believers' baptism. In the New Testament, only believers are baptized. And in the New Testament, all believers are baptized. Have you been baptized? Pastor Hall, there's only one baptism. That's not all. Turn to Matthew 16. Matthew 16. Matthew 16, look down at verse 18. Matthew 16, 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. There's only one church. There are literally hundreds of Christian denominations and groups. But which church is the Lord's church? Do you know that you can join a Roman Catholic church, a Greek Orthodox church, a Lutheran church, an Episcopal church, a Methodist church, many Presbyterian churches, many Reformed churches, and even some Baptist churches, and not be saved?
Yeah, that's true.
You could join almost any church in the state of Texas and not be saved, and they wouldn't even ask you. So what are the marks and characteristic beliefs of a church according to the Bible? Salvation by grace through faith without works. The Bible is the sole authority. Regenerated church membership. Priesthood of all believers. Separation from the world. Baptism by immersion of believers. And autonomy of the local church. These are characteristics of a church according to the Bible. Churches that don't have these distinctives are counterfeit churches. They're not biblical churches. Now, it doesn't mean that all the members of those churches are unsaved. Don't go out of here and say that I said that. But it means that these churches are social clubs, fraternal organizations, religious societies, Christian gatherings, but they are not New Testament churches. Our Baptist forefathers, J.R. Graves, J.M. Pendleton, A.C. Dayton, they would have had a hard time with most Baptist churches today. Pastor, there's only one church. That's not all. Turn to 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3, look at verse 16. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. There's only one book. There's only one book. False religions have their holy books. The Hindus have the Vedas, the Purandas, and the Bhagavad Gita. Islam has the Koran. Judaism has the Talmud, which is a compendium of Jewish law and thought. Buddhism has the Tripitaka. Confucianism has the five classics. Other religions have just simply tradition. False Christian religions also have their holy books. The Mormons have the Book of Mormon. You know what the subtitle is of the Book of Mormon? Another Testament of Jesus Christ. Christian Science, they have their holy book. It's called Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. The JWs have the writings of Charles Russell and Judge Rutherford, their founders. That's their holy scripture. Seventh-day Adventists, they have the writings of Ellen G. White. That's their scripture. Roman Catholics, they have the Apocrypha, 14 extra books added to the Old Testament. I'm here to tell you today that the Bible is the only real holy book. The Bible is the only absolute truth. Christianity has a monopoly on truth. Only the Bible tells us the true nature of God. Only the Bible tells us what really happens after we die.
Yeah.
Only the Bible tells us how men can truly be saved.
Right.
And only the Bible tells us what will happen in the future.
Right.
Pastor Hall, there's only one book.
Amen.
That's not all. Turn to Psalm 12. Turn to Psalm 12. Psalm 12, look at verse 6 and 7. Psalm 12, verse 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. We use and believe only one Bible. There's only one Bible, the King James Bible. Now, why do we use and believe the King James Bible? The King James Bible was based on the Bishop's Bible, the Geneva Bible, the Great Bible, the Matthew Bible, the Coverdale Bible, the Tyndale Bible. It's been purified seven times. That's not true of any other Bible. The King James Bible contains all of the Word of God. Modern versions omit 16 entire verses from the New Testament, and they omit hundreds of clauses, phrases, and words. Hundreds. The King James Bible is the standard by which all other Bibles in any language are judged. The King James Bible has power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. The new Bibles have no power. Pastor Hall, there's one Bible. But that's not all. Turn to Hebrews 9. If you're counting, this is number 12. Hebrews 9. Look at verse 27. Hebrews 9, look at verse 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. There's only one death. Reincarnation is widely accepted by the major Eastern religions. Hinduism and Buddhism, for example. They say that good conduct produces good karma, and bad conduct produces evil karma. Only when a soul is free from all karma can it exit the cycle of reincarnation and join other disembodied souls in a state of perfection. The Dalai Lama, who is the spiritual leader in exile of Tibet, was recognized as the 14th reincarnation of the Dalai Lama when he was 2 years old. Belief in reincarnation is widespread even in the Western world. The late Prince Philip, who believed that the world was overpopulated, he said this in a 1988 interview. In the event I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus to contribute something to solving overpopulation. Actress Shirley MacLaine believes that she has had many past lives and that her dog is a reincarnation of an Egyptian god. Reincarnation is a perversion of the new birth. A man must be born again, John 3:7.
Yes.
Man needs a spiritual birth, not another natural birth.
Right.
Reincarnation is just an attempt to avoid a judgment after death that seals one's eternal destiny. So what's the lesson for us? Do what we can for the Lord now before it's too late. We never know when our day of death will come. Pastor Hall, there's one death, and that is all. Now in conclusion, I want to say this. There's one God. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh? There's one mediator. Do you pray in the name of Jesus or do you pray to Mary? There's one man. Do you accept Adam or evolution? There's one Savior. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to God? There's one sacrifice. Was Christ's sacrifice alone enough to save you from hell? There's one gospel. Do you believe that salvation comes only by believing in Christ alone? There's one religion. Do you believe that all of those outside of Christ are lost? There's one baptism. Have you been baptized since you've been saved? There's one church. Is your church based on biblical principles? Amen. There's one book. Do you believe the Bible is the very Word of God? Amen. There's one Bible. Do you use the King James Bible? Or do you use a modern version because it's easier to read? There's one death. Are you prepared to die? There's one Pastor Hall. I hope that you'll pray for him and support him and follow his leadership. Thank you, Pastor Hall.